Yeah, here's a question. Is chanting only countable for initiated devotees? A few years back, here's the question. A few years back at ISKCON Yamunanagar Temple in Haryana, India, I attended a lecture by a devotee from ISKCON Delhi who was on a guest visit. When asked about the importance of initiation in chanting, he said that without being initiated, our chanting of rounds is nearly ineffective. Only after initiation from a spiritual master does our real chanting begin. He said that without being initiated, 64 rounds of chanting will hardly equal 16 rounds of an initiated person. Since then, my interest in chanting has been flickering, and I feel that there is no use to chant if it doesn't count at all. And I do not think I am qualified to be initiated now or ever in my life. Though I may chant sometimes, but in the core of my heart, these words discourage me every time. Please help. Yeah, preaching of Krishna consciousness should be to encourage people to chant the holy names, not to discourage them. Real chanting begins. The contention is that real chanting begins when we are initiated. In one sense, that's true, because as Srila Prabhupada writes, a person who is reluctant to be initiated in Krishna consciousness is always baffled in the progress of spiritual advancement. I'm paraphrasing here. However, Krishna accepts the sincerity of a devotee. Bhavagrahi Janardana. Krishna is known as Bhavagrahi, one who accepts the mood of a devotee. About the holy name, the chanting of the holy names, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Dikkha Puras Charja Vidhi Opeka Nakore, that the chanting of the holy names is not dependent upon taking diksha, initiation, or any other activities. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he invited everyone to join in the chanting of the holy names in Sankirtan. Traditionally, people wouldn't start chanting rounds until they received beads from a guru. That was the traditional system, which is still followed, as far as I know, in many, most, if not all, Gauriya Mathas. That first of all you have to take beads from a guru and then you start chanting rounds. However, Srila Prabhupada introduced the system of getting people to chant and then bringing them to the level of chanting enough rounds for initiation. Of course, Srila Prabhupada was preaching in the Western countries where people have no idea of, at least when Srila Prabhupada first came, people had no idea of chanting, the importance of initiation vows or any such things. So that we find in India, if people would take initiation vows, they would take them very seriously, and people's lives would change overnight, and whatever vow was taken, it was taken very seriously. Although nowadays we find that in India the whole culture has become so superficial that people think is a guru is just someone who smiles, and initiation is just something that you do without any great commitment. Once in Bangladesh, I guess this was about 30 years ago now, I was at a Hindu festival where announcements were going on in Bengali, of course, that Swami so-and-so is giving initiation. Anyone who wants, come and take initiation. So the idea of initiation, oh, we see so many big pandal programs and then they just initiate everyone on the spot. Some Hindu gurus who do this, but the commitment that's traditionally there is one of surrender. Dikkha, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Dikkha kale bhakta kare atta samarpan. That at the time of initiation, a devotee completely surrenders himself. So that kind of commitment we don't see nowadays. So, although Chaitanya Charitamrita states that Dikkha Purascharja Vidhi Nakare Opeka. What is that? Jiva Sparshe. Anyway, the statement is that simply by chanting the holy name one becomes purified. So, Purascharan means activities which one should take for purification before initiation. Purificatory activities, but the holy name is, the chanting of the holy name is in and of itself the most purifying activity. So Srila Prabhupada gave that, the regular practice of chanting the holy names as a purificatory activity to prepare people to take initiation. In one sense, is not required to chant any rounds because Anaya Shape Havakoi Krishna Shevan A Krishna Name Fale Pai Etodhan. Even by once chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can attain liberation from material existence and direct service to Krishna. But the quality of chanting is also required. Even otherwise, once chanting Hare Krishna is enough. So initiation is certainly required. But to prepare oneself for initiation, one should take up the practice that one is prepared to follow later, because most people nowadays, they can't go from zero to 100 kilometers an hour in 2 seconds, or they can't go from eating meat, drinking wine and all kinds of sinful activities to chanting minimum 16 rounds and of the Hare Krishna mantra and following the four regulated principles. Most people they're just not ready to do that overnight, or even if they do, they probably won't maintain it. So there should be some preparation, and of course the shastric prescription is that one should examine a guru for at least a year before taking initiation. So along with, and the guru should examine the prospective disciple. So by, in that examination, you have to see if the prospective disciple is ready and able to follow all these things. So to make it simple, should you chant or not? Yes, go on chanting. And it's not that no effect will be there. Definitely, to say that the holy name has no effect is it's incorrect. If one is offensive, then one will not have the effect of the holy name. But the effect of the holy name is that the heart should become purified, and one should be in this way prepared, become prepared to come up to the level of initiation. Not that it's totally useless or hardly worthwhile at all to chant the holy names. Definitely, chanting the holy names is always effective. Therefore, that's what we're preaching all over the world. Please chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, maybe the preacher from Delhi who said this was like, didn't present the whole picture in a balanced way. In one sense, it's true that if one is unwilling to take initiation, if someone goes on for years and years and years and they just don't have the willingness to come up to that level, well, it suggests that they're not very serious in their Krishna consciousness. which it's the lack of seriousness that impedes one's advancement. It's not that that chanting is ineffective at any time. So please go on chanting. The person who asks this question is called, I don't know whether it's Bhavya or Bhavya. How would that be pronounced? Bhavya means in future, to be. And Bhavya, there's no such name. So may you be with Bhava.